Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Defense attorneys for Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev are presenting witnesses to try to show their client was a good kid as he was growing up, while his older brother was a domineering force who became obsessed with jihad. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is covering the trial and joins us from the federal courthouse in Boston. Jack, hello.
Hi, Sharon.
This afternoon, a string of teachers took the stand, people who taught Zahar Tsarnaev during his childhood on up through high school. What kind of a picture did they paint of him?
It was interesting, Sharon. We got almost a mini biography of Zahar Tsarnaev all the way from third grade, which was his first year in the United States, through spring of his senior year. The sentiment from his teachers was essentially universal praise. A lot of them called him incredibly hardworking, said he cared a lot about his studies, always wanted to do the right thing. That came from his third grade teacher. Then his fifth grade teacher, Tracy Gordon, said he was super kind, really smart, really quick to learn, and also an outstanding student. She said she usually doesn't remember all of her students, but she remembered Zahar because he was an outstanding student. Then Becky Norris, she was Tsarnaev's teacher in middle school, also his academic advisor, and you could tell she cared a lot about him. She said all the teachers loved Zahar, and she said, and this was a key moment for the defense, she said Zahar wasn't a rebel. If you told him to do something, he would do it. And this, of course, ties into the defense's argument that it was Tamerlan Tsarnaev who influenced Zahar and got him to take part in the marathon bombings.
One can just only imagine it is so difficult for some of these teachers to see a student that they once cared for convicted of a heinous terrorist act, and I'm wondering how they seemed emotionally on the stand.
It was interesting. Tracy Gordon, his fifth grade teacher, did not look like she wanted to be there. I don't think I saw her smile once, and most of the time it looked like she had a very strong scowl on her face. I don't think I saw her look at Tsarnaev either. Becky Norris, though, on the other hand, there was an interesting moment when she was asked by the defense, "Do you see Zahar Tsarnaev in court today?" And she did something that I haven't seen another witness do yet in this case, and she looked at him directly, continued to look at him, and smiled.
Jack, earlier today, jurors heard about an FBI interview with a distant Tsarnaev relative in Russia. The interview took place a couple of months after the marathon bombings. What did he say?
We heard about an FBI interview with Magomed Kordashov, and he is the second cousin of Zubaydat Tsarnaev. She's the mother of the Tsarnaev brothers. And in this interview with the FBI, this was 2 months after the bombings, Kordashov talked about when Tamerlan Tsarnaev came to Russia to visit in 2012. And he said, essentially, from the beginning, Tamerlan was talking about jihad. The first time they met in March 2012, Tamerlan was asking Kordashov where he might be able to find someone involved with jihad. Kordashov was trying to dissuade him, telling him, "You're going to get yourself killed. You're not going to make it to the next tree," were the words the FBI said he used. Eventually, Tamerlan comes back to the United States, and Kordashov stays in touch with him briefly. But then on the day of the bombings, Kordashov saw the news in Russia, and he saw that it was in Boston, and he said he immediately thought, he didn't know, but he immediately thought it might be Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
Jack, the day wrapped up with some friends of Zahar Tsarnaev who attended both Cambridge Rengen Latin and UMass Dartmouth with him. Is there any sense of whether the defense will score any points from their testimony and from today's other witnesses in terms of making the defendant seem more human and leading the jurors away from the death penalty?
A very crucial witness was Alexa Guevara, who was friends with Zahar Tsarnaev. And she, throughout her testimony, she choked up a couple of times. She talked about how funny he was, how supportive he was, how he encouraged her to go to art school because she had talent, and he didn't want to see her throw that away. And while she was crying, the defense attorney asked her, "Why are you crying?" And she said, "Because I really miss the person, the friend that I used to know."
Jack, thank you.
You're welcome.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz at the Federal Courthouse in Boston.